Welcome to Conrad's Corner. From time to time, I do interviews. My guest today is Eric Blanchard from Dayton. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Conrad. It's good to be here.
Yes, and how about a brief biography of you? Where do you come from? What do you do?
Okay, well, I'm from Texas. I was born in Houston, and I practiced law in Houston for about 15 years. I moved to Dayton probably about 2 years ago. I've been active in the writing community and poetry community here in Dayton ever since I moved here.
And what do you mean by active in the writing community?
Well, I first started going to poetry readings, and I found out about some poetry contests, and I entered them, and I received a scholarship to go to Antioch Writers Workshop last year in 2011. I've started being involved with poetry groups and writing groups in general.
And you belong to a writing group?
Yes, I belong to a writing group called Write Library Poets, and we meet every third Tuesday in the month at the Starbucks in Oakwood on Far Hills. It's open to the public. We meet at 7 o'clock, and we just bring up poets and share and get critiques and talk about poetry.
And I think another poet that I read on WYSO is also a member of that group.
Yes, Elizabeth Smith. She works at the Wright Library, and she and I started the group with a gentleman named Wes Bishop, who moved to Indiana. But now we have regular 6-7 people come.
Okay. And what kind of poetry do you write?
Oh, mainly free verse. I don't have a real style. I just write what comes to me. I'm even, you know, starting to do prose poetry, which I never thought I'd do before.
And you said whatever comes to you. Where does it come from?
Sometimes I just get inspired by something that I'm reading or something that I hear, a news item or some comment. Sometimes it's just a phrase.
Would you call it inspiration, or is it just something that occurs coincidentally?
Well, I think it's more closer to being found poetry, except it's maybe just the first line of a poem, and then I go from there.
And where do you find it?
Oh, all over the place. I just, you know, it just finds me, I think. Often do in April, there's people that do poetry challenges. They try to write a poem a day every day of April. And I started doing that a few years back. And I write almost every day. I do write every day. Some poems aren't very good.
Once you write it, then does it take a lot of revision?
I generally don't do a lot of revision. Oftentimes, the good poems come out almost complete. I do a lot of revision on the bad poems to try to make them good poems, I guess. But I have been revising a lot lately because I am part of this poetry group and I have people giving me feedback. It makes a big difference of how I write.
Good. You mentioned a poem a day. I have one of the local poets, Janelle Ravindahl, has been doing a sonnet a day every day this year. She's somewhere over 200.
Wow.
That's quite an achievement.
And sonnets are not easy to write.
But even one a day is a worthwhile achievement. We've been talking about them. I would like to hear one or two or three. Do you have some to read?
I do. I brought a couple. I will start, I think, with a poem that was published in a magazine before I left Texas called Borderlands. It's a Texas Poetry Review, and this is called Sweet Tea. The Mexican hibiscus grows wild and unruly and bright green before it spurts flowers like blood. The policeman thought it was pot because the leaves looked vicious and the neighbors were smiling. He got tangled up in the scent and confusion. He tried to cut it down, but he could not repossess it. It makes sweet tea just the same as though it were the weed it is, wild and unruly and green with flowers like blood.
Now, is that an autobiographical poem? Is that something that happened?
There's a story behind that one. My mother gave a hibiscus plant to a friend of hers. Her friend kept calling her and said, "The police are here. What type of hibiscus is that?" Because they thought it was marijuana. So it's not a Mexican hibiscus. I'm not sure what kind of hibiscus it was. But
good story and good poem.
Yeah.
How about another one?
Okay. Next one I'll read is so I can feel. Do not give me love, for love is hard to hold on to. Give me a lover instead, so I can revel in her touch and taste her lemon skin. Give me sweat dripping from her curves and the scent. Give me the tangled limbs and the screaming. Give me the gentle, the butterfly kisses and the sighs, so I can feel like I have had a lover after the spinning and the rinsing of linen in the morning when I am alone.
I don't know if I should ask about autobiography there or not.
No, that one actually isn't.
Yeah, purely imagination.
Except for, you know, imagination.
Except what?
Except for the imagination. I think it's a universal poem with people having, you know, trouble finding relationships and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds familiar, actually. I think it's a fairly common experience. And one more?
I think I'll read Frost on the Ocean. I think most people are familiar with Frost, A Road Less Traveled, and I owe this poem to Robert Frost. I think you'll recognize it. Frost on the Ocean. 100 or so paths diverged on a great green ocean, and looking up toward the heavens, I saw 1,000 more crisscrossing the sky. Above those were spread at least 1,000,000 other paths, playful and sunbent, lightly testing the exosphere. As I stood, pondering whether to swim or fly or orbit the earth chasing starlight, my cortex went numb. Frozen at the crossroad on a brimless sea, I did nothing. That certainly has made a difference.
I think we have time for one more poem. You have one there about poetry.
Okay, I'll read Publish Me. This is one of the first poems I actually got published, and maybe it worked. Publish me. Wrap me in your critic's arms. Edit me only slightly. Roll me into full-colored glossy. Treat me newspaper cheap. Spread my tender lines. Taste my imagery. I am an easy poem. Publish me.
Thank you, Eric. I think you have a good sense of humor and a good poetic touch. And one a day is quite an achievement.
Thank you, Conrad. It is sometimes work and sometimes play.
Eric Blanchard.